Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Bonus content.
You know what's funny, I realized?
What's that?
In watching Walk Hard, it actually, in what it parodies, it tells more of Johnny Cash's life story than Walk the Line does.
How?
Like, Walk the Line only tells, like, his early life. Like, he gets, it ends right after he marries June Carter, and he had a lot of shit after that, man. Like, they didn't get into that weird period where he was like a Native American activist, and he was doing like protest songs in the late 60s.
Oh,
and then, like,
you mean where Dewey Cox picks up the plight of the little man?
Right, exactly. Like, they parody things from Johnny Cash's life that the movie never did. And then he gets a variety show. Johnny Cash had, like, a variety show. It was called the Johnny Cash Show.
Huh.
It was pretty terrible. Like, I've seen segments on YouTube, and it's not great, but it got to, he got to duet and sing with a lot of famous people, came on the show, like, huge music stars of the day. That's where that, you see that clip of him and John and Bob Dylan singing Girl from North Country all the time.
Oh.
And that's from Johnny Cash's show.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really grow up with Johnny Cash like that. So, like, when I saw Walk Hard, I didn't make those connections. You know, I didn't either.
I didn't like him until I admit it. I didn't like him until I saw Walk the Line. It got me into Johnny Cash as a whole. But then I just started. That was like when you were downloading music.
Oh, yeah.
In earnest, and whew, I just downloaded everything I could find, and I went and found stuff on disc, and I burned discs for the car. I had a 6-CD changer in my car at the time, and at one point they were all different Johnny Cash mixes, and I was drinking a lot then too, so that didn't help.
Wait, you had six CDs worth of
maybe not all
Johnny Cash music going in the car at one time?
Yeah, maybe not all, but there was a period where I was alternating between Johnny Cash and Bruce Springsteen hard, and then, like, Lily Allen was in there. Lily Allen was in there because I accidentally stole a girl's car once, and that was the disc in the car, and it was playing, and I kind of liked it.
there's a story there.
It's a story. It's not that complicated. I was living at home at the time, and I went out to a bar with a buddy, and we got pretty ripped up, and he had gone there to meet up with this chick, and he got all drunk and got latched onto this other chick, and then asked me to take the initial chick off his hands.
Oh my.
And she was, I think she definitely realized she got snubbed. So she started doing, like, tequila shooters. I wasn't even buying them. She was just buying herself tequila shooters and shit. And
trying
I was
to
like,
salvage
all right.
The night.
I was way less drunk than her when we left the bar. So I'm like, let me just drive you home. And my car was in the shop at the time. I didn't have a car. I was getting ferried around after a car accident. involving a friend of ours.
Oh boy.
This is the same friend of ours that you remember.
Oh yeah.
And so I drive her home. She only lived like 2 miles away from where we were. And I'm like, so how the fuck do I get home? Like, this is before, you know, flip phone era. This is before Uber or Lyft. That wasn't a thing. There weren't taxis around here. It was like, you know, 2 a.m. We closed down the bar.
Did you have printed directions from MapQuest?
No, luckily I was in my home turf.
Oh, okay.
I had slightly drunk, instinctual directions. So she's like, just take my car. Just meet up with me tomorrow and give it back. I'm like, okay, that sounds like a plan. So she had, it was like a little, like, I don't know, even know what the fuck it was, man. It was dark. It was like a little Honda shitbox, but it had like a half-assed little like cherry bomb muffler on it, so it was a little loud. But that fucking thing could haul. So I drove around town like for a couple hours.
Listening to Lily Allen.
Yeah, listening to Lily Allen, because it was all that was in there. I lied. We didn't close the bar down. We left pretty late because I actually circled back, and I remember going back to the bar. It was dead. I was there for like a little bit, and then I just drove around for a while. And I parked that fucking car at my folks' house and went to bed. And I left the keys on top of the back tire. And I texted that broad, and I'm like, yeah, your car is in front of this address. The keys are on top of the back tire.
Oh, my.
And the car was gone in the morning when I finally got up. But you know what? Then she told me, I should have told you, but the real valid license plates were under the seat the whole time.
What do you mean
I never
valid
got around
license plates?
Like, I don't know. There was some fucking thing where the plates on the car weren't the right plates anymore, and she had gotten the new right plates from the DMV, but she never fucking put them on the car. They were in a plastic bag from the DMV under the seat, she said.
So
I had been driving around half drunk in a stolen car. I had no clue if the reg or the insurance was in the glove box or whatever, with bad plates.
Oh, you'd have been a world of trouble if you got pulled over.
I didn't even know
psycho.
The chick's last name. I didn't even know the chick's last name. I don't think I could have guided anyone back to her house that night. All I had was her phone number, and she was definitely passed out by then. But I had fun listening to Lily Allen.
Oh, boy.
It was her first album, that one everyone liked, when she was on the bicycle on the cover, like, eh. I knew what it was because the CD was in the car, and then I went and bought it.
You went and bought it?
Yeah, I don't know. No shame. I went and fucking bought it. I didn't tell anyone I listened to it, but I bought it. I listened to that shit. That shit was funny.